Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Our Block Club Chicago report from Seamus Toomey now. Good morning, Seamus. Well, this is a reason to fly out of Midway, isn't it? Tell us what's going on there.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, just this week, an original Mr. Beef opened in Midway Airport. This is the first ever location outside the one in River North, the one made famous by the Bear, and for years before that, but the Bear is really has really just skyrocketed their sales. Yeah, Mr. Beef, it's coming to Gate B14. So this is behind security. So if you live in the Midway area, you can't just pull over and get a combo. But yeah, you know, it raises the question of what is the etiquette for bringing an Italian beef onto the plane with you and eating it next to your passengers. It would be I guess if they're fans and you maybe brought two, it'd be okay, but it's a little smelly.
Yeah, and not recommended for eating while you're driving either. Well, maybe if you don't have a dip, it would be easier, but it still would be pretty tough.
I've tried, and I would say you're right. That's a bad idea. It's the grease on your hands afterwards it makes everything a little perilous. But yeah. But I've done it. I've done it for sure.
I think I have too. Let's talk about the old Mars Candy Factory building. This is really a cool spot, and a lot of people have been wondering what's going to happen to the old factory at 2019 North Oak Park Avenue. What do we know here, Seamus?
Right. This is in the Galewood neighborhood, sort of on the northwest side, right on the Chicago border. The factory had been there for 95 years, closed down in 2024. It's a huge site, 20 acres. So they're really trying to figure out, this is essentially like a whole new neighborhood or a whole new subdivision that's available. It's a rare thing for the city. And so, as you can imagine, the neighbors have thoughts, and the developers have other thoughts, and they're kind of debating it right now. The developers came in with a plan that would build about 500 units that would be spread out over some townhouses that would line the streets around it, as well as a senior living center and a big apartment complex where a lot of the units would be. There would also be retail. There'd be a park in the middle and some trails surrounding it. The neighbors who weighed in at a community meeting the other night, they presented their own plan, and it's more park space, more recreation, a rec center, a sports center, but no housing at all. They said, we want this to be a development that kind of closes for the night and doesn't add a ton of traffic or new neighbors into this area. So it's going to be a debate. I think the developers are saying, listen, this doesn't really work. We've got to put people there. And then there's some neighbors as well that say, if you really want to build a thriving neighborhood, you need people that live there and can keep an eye on things and walk around and bring some vibrancy and not just stores that close at the end of the day. So I've feeling this is going to drag out for quite some time, because the alderman is paying attention, and he certainly wants to respect the opinions of the voters, but he also knows that there's some economics to make this huge site work. So it could be a while.
Yeah, sounds like we'll be talking about it for a long time. And finally, I'm almost afraid to ask you about this. Now in Chicago, we have a automated public restroom. Now, what exactly does that mean?
Okay, so this is it was announced by Alderman Daniel LaSpada, who covers the Wicker Park neighborhood, that he's trying to put this in sometime before the end of the year. So we don't have it yet. It would be at they call it the Polish Triangle. It's the little sort of triangle shaped space that sits between the Milwaukee-Ashland Division intersection. It's above the Division Blue Line. And so what it means is this would be a standalone building. It would be the first ever in the city. And it basically cleans itself. Once someone uses it and the door closes, some of these other ones work. We don't know exactly which model they're going to pick. But the way the other ones work is there's two toilets. One is clean and ready to use. And after someone uses it, it spins around, sort of like a secret door, spins around and moves to the back, and then it gets washed for ready to spin around for the next one. Meanwhile, the floor gets a spray of water and it dries, and supposedly all happens, you know, in under 30 seconds or so. So you're not walking in there while it's spraying. But it's being pushed for lots of different reasons. That's obviously an L stop right there, and there aren't a lot of washrooms around L stops, but also for unhoused people in the area, for shoppers in the area, just trying to, they say, try to make Chicago a little more caring city, because there really aren't a lot of public restrooms that you could use unless you're buying food at a restaurant, or you work in a building. So, you know, if someone's got to go, or if you don't have anywhere to live, you don't have a lot of options other than, you know, some of the ones that people make on their own.
The Wicker Park restroom is going to have a time limit on how long it can be used. And I guess it's because they're expecting a lot of people to use it, or maybe they think it's going to be so nice that you'll want to stay there for a while. I'm not sure, but I know you'll keep us posted on that. It's blockclubchicago.org for more. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.